Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The upcoming musical release, Owl, is part two of a three-part album called Traveling the Multiverse with Iktomi. It releases on Monday. It was written and produced by South Dakota hip-hop artist Talon Bazil, who says of the three parts, Owl is the hardest to release. SDPB's Lee Strubinger has a preview.
Talon Bazil flew to Eastern Washington in November of 2019 for a studio session in Spokane. During just a five-day residency, Bazil laid down the foundation, frame, roof, windows, and doors for what would become Traveling the Multiverse with Iktomi. All that was left was the paint, the finishing touches. It's the stuff of legends, but it didn't feel that way in the days before the recording session.
I remember leading up to it, I was working, otherwise we would have made it longer, like maybe 2 weeks or three, something like that. But at the time, I was, you know, just stupidly hanging on to my job.
Bazil lives in Pierre. The night before his flight, he worked late, which was in the Crow Creek Reservation. As he was getting ready to leave,
I lock my keys in my car, and nobody's at the school because I stayed late. And I'm in the middle of Stavan, which is like the middle of nowhere, 50 miles away from home. And it's freezing out, and I don't know what to do.
His uncle showed up to help him unlock his car.
And I told him about things happening. I was like, man, it just kind of feels like Iktomi's messing with me every bit to this trip.
Iktomi is the trickster spider from Ocheti Shakoan culture. While Talon's uncle helped him fish out the keys to his car, he told him a story about a boy who kept trying to help Iktomi out of a hole in the creek bank created by the hooves of an animal. The boy kept getting bit and kept getting bit.
And that boy finally gets mad, even though he's really patient. He says, why are you doing this? All I'm trying to do is help you. And Iktomi says, well, why are you trying to pick me up when you know I'm going to bite you?
And Iktomi wasn't done once Bazil got in his car on the way home.
You know, it was crazy because I wrote like 12 songs, maybe 13, 14, just to get us by when we got over, you know, so I could just be ready. My phone completely dies and doesn't work ever again, and I lose all of those songs. So I have to rewrite everything except maybe two of them.
But that didn't slow Talon down once he was in Washington. Part one of Traveling the Multiverse, called Coyote, is an album that takes the listener down the vast stretches of road in this country. Part two, Owl, exists somewhere up above that road, in the trees, looking down upon passers-by, offering lessons of mortality, which appear throughout the record.
It's a glimpse of our life coming from the rears. This is how we live when we burning up from both ends. No doubt that we down to the end, but I just found out I'm burying my best friend. Now he's gone, this is how it is. This is real life coming straight from where I live. Because of you, dog, I'm still in it to fight. You taught me how to tap into the rhythm of life. Got my headphones on.
That's producer and collaborator James Bakotis on the second track, Owl Feather.
It's about a lot of different iterations of death. You have James's first iteration of it, which is legit losing somebody.
How do I deserve to be saved? Asking God almost every single day. Sometimes I cry and I feel I can't pray. Like God, whatever can I really even say? Throw me in my head.
There's me stemming from that losing somebody to talking about how do I keep myself alive now? How does that affect the mind when we start becoming older than those people who raised us by the time they died? And we never know. You start thinking about, you know, what would he have looked like right now?
Here's producer James Bakotis.
You know, when Talon came in and we had a moment, we sat there and prayed and talked with each other. And you know, I needed that day. You know, it was nice to have someone there to just level with on that type of level, that understands loss, that understands grief, that understands these things. Even since then, there's some of those verses, you know, some words that Talon's and messages that Talon's talking about, Tony's talking about, and that I'm talking about. Those are the three that really stick out to me, that I still almost want to cry when I listen to them, especially you know, the song that's going to release that, you know, Talon allowed me to put on the second one, which is my solo, Drunken Indian.
Where the Drunken Indian, where that image and stereotypical thing came. But this is the Indian that saved us. Because this is the Indian that said, I'm not going to, you won't, I can't be who I am. And I'm not going to be who you tell me to be.
Where do we hide? Where do we run? Where do I stay? What have they done? You gotta ask yourself. So why would we give up our senses? Right, Creator gave us our senses we blessed with. So we would just lose our connection. We got the way we ask for spirit's protection. Losing our faith and our direction as a byproduct dealing with oppression. It's just another weapon.
So to have this song that James did, like, it meant so much to me, because like when John Trudell says that, of like, they had the choice. We can either, you know, if we're sober, we're gonna have to assimilate. We have to abide by their rules or face something. And in terms of assimilating, forget all of this stuff that we're trying to hold on to, or we can hold on to this, and that will mask it to make us look pitiful, make us look dumb, make us look stupid, more stupid than we actually are. So that way people don't think we know anything and they leave our knowledge alone.
This is a story that ain't no books teaching. I see the Americas as a shook region. They still pinning us down, it's still frequent, with no logical reason. Straight up.
I'll erase the pain and I'll do what I have to get through, but I will not become you.
And really, I think that later on in the album is the song Ikche, which Bazil says is a reminder of equality.
Ride it duckin' on me, homie, you don't want the smoke. Ride it duckin' on me, boy, you better play a role. I'm gonna go and make a killin', so I'm gonna grab a rope.
And that extends to authority, you know, hierarchy and class, and then the class systems that exist even in our power circle. So Bobby J came in with just dealing with people, criticizers, talking about that, especially as a rapper, and making mistakes. And Devin comes in talking about police brutality and the realities of these things being so much for him as a young person that for a while all he was doing was just drinking to get over it.
Talking like I won't flame, but this is EJ.
No matter what the priests say, no, 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 no matter what the he say, she say, no, no matter what we EJ.
Otehike. Initially, I had just been interested in creating a song that confused traditional and hip hop music in a way that hadn't been done so much before. It wasn't until this year that my uncle Daryl from the Bad Nation Singers sent me, just at random, he saw these words I said I wanted to sing, and he didn't hear the beat. He just sent me back him singing, and he made a whole melody for it. And I learned it like that, and I was like, let me just try something, because I had already had Otehike mapped out and recorded. Let me just try this, and I placed it, this raw phone recording of him singing on a Facebook message, put it over the beat, and it just fit perfect.
In a bustle, way before they ever knew a mock or a bustle. I ain't trying to profit off the hardship or the struggle, but I gotta vent about it before I get myself in trouble. Little baby scared of home and she back in grandma's room. Always sees it happen and she don't
in
know
that
what
prayer
to
song
do.
It's saying to Creator, it's saying, please hear me cry to you. Everybody here has some sort of struggle, and everybody here is hurting. We all have that. And then to the people, it says, remember that in this life, your prayer is sacred. What you're praying about is being heard. But also remember that in this life, everything will be okay.
Still they wildin', though I hold my tears and just listen. Trying to do my best to keep them each up out of prison. That's why the little money ain't never been the mission. See me wait until I'm known, I'll show you how I'm feeling. Got me wailing storms way before the calm. On edge, causing all these false alarms. I ain't trying to chief, just a man at arms. I ain't trying to chief, just a man at arms.